very disappointing to me. We felt like that the county board in some ways had dropped the ball with providing oversight just because of the fact that the finance committee was so busy. There was some times when things were overlooked by the leader of our finance committee. We looked, and really there were times over the last 24 months prior to that, when only 13 times there was a report filed for someone from the health department even in attendance. And that was the county board's fault. I mean, that we should have been more, you know, prudent about that and diligent. But also, there was a philosophical difference. Mr. Howell said, not only as a matter of public record, but to the media as well, that he didn't believe, and his philosophy is that he didn't believe that the county health departments in the state of Illinois should necessarily provide behavioral health services. And he has displayed that by a number of actions, including working on being on the board of the state association and trying to change the law. So as a result, I think, part of it was the nature of the type of operations the Board of Health had. I think it was quite a shock to some of them to come to a meeting and answer questions and go through the budgetary process like all other departments in our county do, both the elected official heads and appointed. And so I tried to reach out a number of times and sat down with the leadership of the Board of Health to explain and reach out to them. And I thought we were making progress.
Let me summarize here then. You believe that the situation developed because there was some neglect by county officials that allowed the health department to go its own way and its director to establish a different idea of mission than one of just serving the bosses here in McLean County, but looking more towards Springfield. Yeah. And that, coupled with the change in direction on behavioral health, caused the rupture.
I think so. And then having the Board of Health actually have to go through and sit and go through the budgetary process. Our county committees do, our county administrator gives recommendations, and then we do have every elected official head, department head, go through and sit, and we go through line item by line item because we are a conservative county, and we want to be sure that we're doing a good job. Mr. Wasson does a great job meeting with our department heads, and they're very cooperative in trying to develop what they feel is a very workable budget for that time. So I think that was new. It shouldn't necessarily had to have been a distraction or a problem. I think it was. One more point I'd like to make, though, because I've talked about behavioral health on this. Traditionally, over the years, 85%, in my opinion, of what the McLean County Health Department has done has been exceptional. And it has to do with their other categories as well and the services they have provided. And they have stayed within budget. And there's no reason why we can't go further down this road. And the thing that we saw was Mr. Howell did not want to actually acknowledge that the McLean County Health Department was actually a part of McLean County system.
Even though local taxpayers fund it.
Exactly. And even though they are part of the budgetary process, they are part of the tax distribution. Our county treasurer is responsible for collecting the taxes and see that that goes away. And in a lot of ways, Charlie, had we had a partnership already in place, there was absolutely no reason, and this has happened in many counties across the nation, that the mental health action plan that the county board stepped forward and spent the last 3 years, in which I've been totally immersed with and involved with, could have been done in partnership or by health department and a board of health.
Well, Mr. Howe is preparing retirement papers. There has been a couple of changes already. With the Board of Health, two members were appointed by the county board at your suggestion. One of them, a longtime engineer in the area, the other, yes, a sir. Physician, Bob Colhaze, and Dr. Jim Swanson. Yes. So the message has been sent that cooperation needs to happen. is the tribulation that Member Casely referenced in his pre-meeting prayer going to get in the way of that, or will there be a fairly quick accommodation to a new reality?
I would certainly hope so. I've been in a process now of this is a process of the county board chairman recommending appointments and then our board approving that. Well, right now, I think I have tried to really put time and effort in and interview time as well to select excellent candidates who will provide knowledge, fulfill a requirement of having the number of doctors on our board, our objective, experienced people who also maybe understand things like OMA and how to conduct a meeting with the Corps and in proper order. Mr. John Zunick is on there now as well. A well-respected man in this community has provided interim leadership for organizations as well. I'm very happy with that. Sonia Reese, former town council member, is on there as well. And I think it's just a matter of time where everybody sees and shares the same philosophy and a partnership, and we can get this accomplished.
Do you believe that the image, the opinion about the role of the health department as a separate entity that Walt Howe, the soon-to-be mm-hmm. former director, had, has penetrated to lower levels of the health department, lower levels of administration, and how, if so, how can that be addressed?
This latest tribulation, I feel bad for many of the members of the health department and staff members, because I know and I've seen them, because they have already come before us in many sessions with our health committee and provided information, and I feel very encouraged about the fact that they are doing an excellent job, and I feel bad that the tribulation has also, and I hope it does not affect them and the duties that they're performing in their department.
Now, this behavioral health initiative is at some disjointed way with what has happened before, because the health department wasn't pulling its weight before because of mm-hmm. Mr. Howe's view of public health. The county went ahead and moved ahead with its own mm-hmm. initiative. How do you bring the two more in sync and establish what you earlier said could have been the case, a good and true partnership where perhaps the services are centered in the health department?
Well, we're starting out now with implementing our plan, and with our behavioral health coordinating council, very similar to the criminal justice coordinating council. We just had our first meeting. Excellent people in there, excellent leaders. Sonia Reese is our representative from the Board of Health on there as well. Also, as part of the plan, there is an advisory committee just for the Division of the Health Department. It's confusing, but it's a mental health advisory committee for them. Also, the McLean County Health Department is charged with going through an assessment process every 5 years and developing what is commonly referred to as an I plan for the State of Illinois Department of Health. Also, both hospitals in this community are charged with a 3-year annual assessment from IRS of all agencies, and then they are required to provide an assessment and implement some of those works. There is in place and has been going now a combined effort between both hospitals and the McLean County Health Department to work together in unity, and they have formed assessment committees to work through this. And one of their three categories that they identified in this last year to work on and present as part of the assessment was behavioral health. I have attended those and showed support. There are other agencies involved with that to assist, United Way as well, Community Health Care Center. We feel that down the road we are going to be able to continue to combine forces. Now, implementing our McLean County Health Action Plan also has a section in it, not only for Behavioral Health Coordinating Council, but next month will be the first time that I will incorporate a chairman's roundtable discussion each month. And part of that will be representatives from over 40 agencies, including the health department, and Laura Beavers, the behavior health coordinator now for the health department, will come in and sit in, and we will take that information and and we are setting up a resource bank for the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council members to access as well, and the public, and we will continue to compile and work together on from all the agency providers and to try to network and provide a system that will involve everyone. And so our roundtable involvement will be almost every provider in this community for social services, as well as a number of agencies that are funders. It will be slow moving at first, but we feel in the long run, I'm excited about this because we feel in the long run that we will be able to help services in this community that are needed.
Do you see the health department as being a deliverer of such services more than in the past, now with the new regime and the new...
Yeah, they're not a deliverer as such. They could be. But right now, they are pretty much a distributor of tax money in the form of grants to the agencies. And now they do have their own Behavioral Health Coordinating Advisory Board in place to follow along with that. I know that down the road, with the proper partnership and board relationships and committee relationships, that there's no reason why we can't continue to work down the road with this to the point where there could be a day where the health department will become more of a provider, or at least will be definitely participating and involved in different levels.
John McIntyre is the chair of the McLean County Board. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.